Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello there. And we keep on going with Creator Day on the horizon. But let's bring together two more friends from the wider You Are The Media community who are going to be a part of Creator Day. Let's give a big hello to Suzanne Freer and to Shelley Rostlin. Suzanne, hello.
Hello.
Shelley, hello.
Hello.
I need to find better ways. I need to find little icebreakers to how are you today. Now, I'm not going to get you too used to that. But by the way, Suzanne, your first time to pull to the seaside.
Yeah. Where I live is very, very landlocked, so it'd be nice to come to the seaside. But yeah, I've not been to Poole before. I've wanted to come down there for a while, so this seemed like the perfect opportunity. So yeah, I'm excited.
We'll pick up on that in a minute. So what we'll do is that let's say hello. So I'll get Suzanne to introduce herself and what she does, and we'll do that with Shelley as well, so we can all get that little bit more comfortable. Hey, Suzanne, introduce yourself and what you do your side.
Okay, so hi, I am Suzanne Freer. I'm a creative copywriter. I work predominantly with small businesses, but not exclusively. And I create copy that helps them connect authentically with their audience by really getting to know who they're speaking to and creating really, really brilliant copy to make them shine online.
I like that.
I've been practicing my elevator pitch.
Suzanne. I'm glad we didn't mean, rather than we're still here 20 minutes time and I like that. That's the most succinct one we've had. Shelley, how are you? Let's make an introduction to your side and what you do.
I'm not quite as prepared with my elevator pitch. Hi, everybody. Shelley Rostland. I am a brand strategist. I have an agency called Harbour 32 and one of my other team are also coming to Creator Day, Imogen Jones. We basically specialize in brand strategy and podcast positioning. So we help podcast show hosts really think about who their listeners are and basically what the purpose is for their podcast as well, and give them a bit more longevity. It's a very it's a lonely thing running a podcast show. So we like to work alongside podcast show hosts to just keep them motivated and be there for the long haul. And that's me.
And your one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, thank you.
Share a little bit
the
more
brand,
about your podcast.
The Brand Compass. Yeah, I have my own podcast called The Brand Compass, which I started in September 2022. So, yes, I love it. I really enjoy the actual whole process of recording and just recording nice conversations with good people.
Do you find you become a better speaker by having a podcast?
Oh, good God. I don't know. Jackie Goddard might say no. I don't know. When I've been working with Jackie, who's in the club as well, You Are The Media Club, just to help me out, really, because I'm not really a stage speaker. But it's actually very different, Mark, to podcasting, because you've been on stage. But even the way you kind of put your talk together and that, when I first put my first draft together, Jackie's like, sounds a bit too much like a podcast episode.
Really?
So I think there's a lot more to stage speaking than podcasting, but I do love the podcasting.
Let's move into this for all of us now of you're both coming to Creator Day, a part of it. Suzanne, first time heading down, as we said, first time to Blimmin' Pool.
I know.
Bucket list ticked.
We got it.
I'm really looking forward to getting in the sea as well.
We got God! Whoa! Hang on!
Hang on!
That's awesome. So you're all in for the sea swim?
Oh yeah, I love outdoor swimming.
Oh,
they're like a bear.
See, I knew we'd be good friends. Not one per. None of this. Oh, is it cold? Is it?
Oh no, that's the whole point.
And I have to say this as well, Suze. I was not that I was being cruel at the start, but people like saying, "Can I wear my?"
Body
skin. Yeah. Can I? And I was like, no, you got to. And I'm like, no, don't be
daft.
If someone wants to wear their whatever, wear whatever it. I wear little boots that keep me warm. But anyone that has a wetsuit or perfect. I was so nice at the beach on a morning. You'll be a bit tired. So all this stuff that's awaiting you down on the south coast of England, Suze. included. We have Starbucks and Subways as well. It's like a home from home in this town. What? Again, let's pick up on this. So again, for you, first time to come to Port, or for Shelley, from her side, it is she's presenting on the stage. But this obviously means this step for both of you into a new space. Can I ask what made that decision for you to come to join in for Create a Day, Suze?
So I was introduced to your lovely group by Jerry McHugh. And she recommended you very highly. She said she'd recently joined and she was getting a lot from the group already. So I thought I'd take a look. And it wasn't long after I just found you. I think I signed up for your newsletter and you sent me the most lovely video message, which is the first time I've had something like that, just a personal response. So it really made an impact with me. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And then you asked me to do a quick blurb for your newsletter, which again was just something really lovely. Like, I hadn't joined your membership, you know, I hadn't invested monetarily with you, but you were already investing in me, so it really made an impact. And then not long after that, you started talking about the Creator Day, and I thought, you know what, I want to get down there and meet these people. It seems like a fantastic group. And I saw some photos and I recognized some of your other members, or at least people that have been to your event before. So Janine Coombs, people such as her. So I knew these people from different things. And it was a really good way to see Jerry again. Obviously, she lives over in Ireland, so I knew she was coming. It looked like a lot of fun that you had last year and in the past. So I thought I wanted to be a part of it.
Would it be awful if I said that video was a deep fake of me? Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah. But it's really weird because it was very quick and you responded. Wow.
Because it's
not a fake, it's a planned clone. There's two different things.
I still do these little videos, but I haven't done it in a little while. I used to be like clockwork, as you saw, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Bosh. Did a video. Hello, lovely to meet you. See you soon. Come to this. And I kind of realized as things have got busier. And I see that's such a critical part, but it just takes the investment of time. But listen. All right, case study here, what you just highlighted, of a case study of what it means to invest time in people. Because then, you made a decision to say, yeah, I'm gonna test this out. There's good people that are around that. I'm going to do it. And now it's over to me again to look after you when you come down. But it's a nice example of the investment that we make in each other, rather than sometimes you just getting bombarded with, hey, Suze, you're coming to Create a Day. And again. So it's that, it matters. Thank you.
I felt personal. I felt seen. I felt valued immediately. And it made a difference. It was really good.
Hey, thank you. So coming down is, Shelley was a part, let me share this with you, Suze.
Mm-hmm.
So Shelley was a part of, came down to Create a Day last year. Again, part of it all. And I really enjoy listening to the podcast. And a really good thing from Shelley is that a thing that I admire from her, again, related to what we're talking about here, is being open and being approachable and being ourselves. I thought, that'd be a really good element for us to share at Create a Day of the topic to come on stage and to and for you to have that time to share with everybody in the afternoon. But I'm going to ask this question now. How does it feel for you, without going into topic and what we're talking about, how does it feel for you, Shelley, that moment of now that it's coming on the horizon of you being on that stage? How does it feel for you?
Still nervous. I'm practicing like a psycho at the moment. But I think what's really helped actually through the repetition of going through what I've planned, because I'm a big planner and a strategizer in terms of what's with a bigger message, what is it that I want the audience to get? And Jackie's really good at coaching you around that as well, is that it's actually helped me to articulate what's been bubbling around, almost like incongruously, as if that's a word, help me out, copywriter. You know, when things have just been...
You said it though.
I said it though, I think I made it a word. Things that are kind of bubbling around that is intangible and just kind of permeates through things you do. And I kind of, like, it's interesting saying that now, because I've been saying that to people about the whole concept of personal brand, because it's not the Kardashian thing. It's not the Elon Musk or you know, Richard Branson thing, it's actually taking that considered time to actually think about all these things that are bubbling up inside of you, and then think of really good ways to actually translate that and communicate that out in different ways. So I think by doing this talk, I did reflect back on a couple of my episodes as well, because I've talked a bit about these things over time, and the video that you saw on Instagram, and I was like, okay, but what does this actually mean for other people, you know? And actually the words and phrases that are coming out are quite nice and simple, and I'm really hoping by the time I get on stage, people will resonate with it. So it's I think that's helping calm the nerves then, because like Jackie says, actually, if you're speaking your truth, no one's going to catch you out. It's not like I'm going to rattle off stats for LinkedIn and then, oh my God, they're 3 months out of date, you know, which I don't do that kind of work anymore, thank God. But yeah, I just feel like maybe I'm getting a bit more comfortable in the story that potentially you've seen in me already, Mark, and I wasn't quite clear on it yet.
I was quite interested, isn't it? Because it's always there in front of us, and the skill sets that we have. I guess what you mentioned there, Suzanne, at the beginning of like, doing a video and something that I don't really think a lot about, but to somebody else it is similar to on your side, Shelley. Then I mean, you have a podcast and there's elements and your little nuances from yourself that I think that really stand out. We don't a lot of the time we don't think about it, do we? Because we're just plowing ahead with the priorities and what's in front of us. And I guess as well, it must be nice when somebody says, I think that's a real good skill set that you have there. Let's explore that to put that in front of a broader audience.
Or even that is just a valid point. I think this is the element of trying to be, I mean, my whole message for my talk is going to be more you, more of the time. You know, I'm okay to say that because I think that's fairly obvious what I'm going to be doing. But I think, and the only way we can do that is to actually take that time to kind of figure out, you know, like what is us? Because we're just so used to, like you say, bolstering ahead, especially when you're self-employed or you're very dedicated to your work, you just bolster ahead and do the doing. But it's taking that time to just kind of pause and go, okay, but why am I doing these things? And actually, how do I want others to feel when they're working with me? How do I want to come across? Because sometimes we all know we've met lots of people who are completely unself-aware. Yeah, we don't want to be that, do we? So we just trying to find a way to be more of ourselves more of the time and just enjoy the day more.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good way to kind of little segue there of being ourselves and enjoying the moment and the occasion that we're together. Suze, on your side, what are you looking forward to? I know we can see Jerry, who's flying over from Ireland.
Yeah.
You heading down? Obviously coming to a town that you are unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to?
I enjoy... very much sort of listening to new people, and the idea that, I mean, because I've been to other big conferences, and you know, like, you know, Atomic Con, the huge, huge conferences that, you know, and you're really, really very much spoken to, but the smaller ones where you really interact with people and then sort of incorporate what you've learned by working together, those chats afterwards, I think can be really, really valuable. So I'm looking forward to learning and then implementing. It's something that I'm quite excited about, rather than just taking a load of notes and never looking at them again, that sort of thing.
Here's the thing as well. Train of thought. Posted yesterday about asking how people are when they're coming. Are they like settled, I'm ready? Or are they nervous? Or are they a bit nervy, but they know they're supported by good people? Alludes to what you're saying there. Coming down, conversations and things to do as well and to be a part of. The whole occasion itself. It's all right to be nervous, isn't it? Is that all right? Would you say it's okay? I kind of lied at the first person, a lady called Catherine Edinburgh. This is, yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Again, for
no,
you.
No, I mean, I feel nervous, but I think as well, I mean, I think I'm a naturally sort of nervous person. That's my personality. But alongside that, I've had to sort of teach myself to get past that sometimes. You know, you can't live a life and hide behind things. So even as a youngster, a teenager, you know, moving through life, I've practiced putting myself into situations where I'm out of my comfort zone. And at first you might not enjoy it. The first 10 minutes might be like, I can't do this. And you're talking yourself through and you're sort of latching onto someone, or you're drinking your coffee. So you've got something to, you know, all these little habits. But before you realize it, you're in a conversation and everyone's in the same situation. You know, even those people who've done it loads and loads of times, they won't know everybody. There'll be someone new to chat to. And And generally, people are nice, people are kind. So it's just taking that first little bit of nerves that someone says to me, there is no bravery without fear.
Oh, I
So,
like
you know,
that.
you can't have confidence without nerves. You know, one thing comes from the other. And absolutely, I think it's just, yeah, put yourself out there, take a deep breath, and you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know,
Yeah,
I
do you
think
know what?
another
And that.
friend said to me, the worst things that she, when she gets nervous, she thinks, what's the worst things that can happen? Like when she first did a podcast, will I get pregnant or will I die? Neither of these things tend to happen from going on a podcast. Equally, going to a conference down in Poole, I don't think, well, fingers crossed
Pregnant
I won't get
mind,
pregnant.
I don't know.
I don't know
Listen,
how to back that one
my
up.
part of it is definitely in my.
But it, no, listen, it's true. And a good point you're saying here is the fact that sometimes we've got to step up and take a seat at that table or say yes. Because listen, I wholly appreciate it of you making that commitment that I'm going to come down. There, it's not as though it's 30 minutes. It's not. It's a drive. Are you coming down? Train or driving?
Same, same as
Right.
same.
You're getting down the train. So again, it's still there. There's still an investment of time, but it's that thing of that look, we have to do these things. It's a little bit saying to Shelley, autumn last year by saying, Shelley, look, I think there's something that I'd really like you to share here and to stand up and to do something as well, to say, I'm going to present in front of a load of people. Again, that comes with its own sense of trepidation and making that step up from sharing that. I guess it was a nervy thing to do, but
The
the
day
day is
draws
on the.
near.
Oh, that sounds horrible now. Then it makes it sound even more nervy, doesn't it? Like, oh, it's on the horizon now, Shelley. And it's gonna then what it's like, well, that doesn't help.
Prepare yourself, woman. It was so, I can't even remember whoever said it, but growth comes from discomfort. You know, I mean, ultimately, the more comfortable you are, the more stagnant you'll be.
So just
So, unfortunately, in all that comfort zone, in terms of those areas, you can never increase that comfort zone if you don't take those little inches of discomfort in order to widen that comfort zone. And like I try and say to my teenager, confidence is not something you practice. You know, you only get it by doing, you
Yeah.
know.
And there
Absolutely.
is discomfort all around us. And the things that is, it's like what we do here with you and the media people that will step up and host events, people that will have little segments or have main segments to share and to present on stage. There's so many elements to make ourselves feel that little that discomfort, but the reward that is there for all of us. So whether it is we're heading down and the good people that we meet and the deeper connections, or realizing all along that you standing on the stage and presenting, Shelley is has that element. I'm not saying it's easy, but there is that element of flow to it that it can feel uncomfortable. And it's lovely to kind of be a part of that when other people can say, that was awesome.
Oh God, I hope
Like the
so.
feeling when Suze gets out of that sea on a Friday, and it's just like, oh my goodness, I'm like, you got that buzz going for the next 4 hours.
Okay, I'll just
Whether it
cheer.
is in the wetsuit or not, it doesn't matter.
I'm South African, man. You have beaches with warm water. This is not right. It's like really not right.
I can't paper over those cracks, I'm afraid.
No,
It's
you cannot. So I'll
pretty
just cheer
bleak.
from the sides.
It's pretty blooming cold. Right. If you, and listen, and then to the folks at home, if you're listening and you haven't booked yet, it's createaday.uk to spend time with Shelley and to spend time with Suze as well. By the way, I'll be calling you Suze and we'll be dipping out Suzanne. I go with a Suze. Is it? Is it?
Suzanne, just don't like Susie or Susan.
Susie, you don't look like a Susie.
And because of
No,
Suze.
let's go with Suze. I like, it's almost like Dr. Zeusy. I like
Yeah, well,
that.
my kids used to call me Zeus because they couldn't get it the right way around. They're like, oh, it's my mum's Zeus. No.
See, there we go. We learn a little bit every day, eh?
There
Every
we
day's a
go.
school day. All these little things we don't want to ask people, like, what should I call you? Now we know we can step into it and it's all okay with Suze. And because of Suze, I put as well my David Bowie songs in the playlist.
Amazing.
I
I
was
was
too
really going
scared to
to.
add to that. I might be judged severely.
What did I
It's
play?
days long now, isn't it? It is pretty long. Yeah.
Right, listen, thank you so much for joining in today, and everyone can get to say hello, and you get to say hello to each other in the coming couple of weeks. So, listen, Shelley, Suze, thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
Thank
So
you so
nice to meet
much.
you both. Thank you.
Yes, you too.